Oh, bonjour, Ndonoema Ganuk. Hello to all my relatives. Papiwagush Ninajinikaj, Miskwabi Kong Nindunjaba, Ninamigazidu Dame. I come from the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa. My English name is Michael Charette, and I'm from the Eagle Clan. I'm a storyteller, and a cultural demonstrator, and a flute player. And this is a story about Winabuju, one of our tricksters. He's kind of been referred to as a hero, but his antics have gotten him into trouble over more times than one. And we use these in, as lessons to teach our kids as they're growing up, morals and values. But the creation story of the Apostle Islands had to deal with Winabuju as a younger man and a stronger man. And Winabuju always visits the Anishinaabe people. You know, he's half spirit, he's half man, and he loves the Anishinaabe people, and he always comes and checks on them. And one time he was coming to check on the Anishinaabe, and he had seen that they were all starving and they were having hardships. And he went to investigate, and he had heard that there was a giant beaver that had dammed up all the water and had kept all the fish for himself, and was taking everything and leaving the Anishinaabe with nothing. And this angered Winabuju because he loved the Anishinaabe. So he went to the beaver, and he tried to reason with the beaver, and the beaver told him he would do what he wanted to, and Winabuju got angry with him and started to tell him that he would tear down his beaver dam if he didn't listen. And so the beaver taunted Winabuju as it swam out into the great lake, and it was floating out there, and Winabuju got so angry he turned himself into a giant, and he grabbed great big clumps of rock and wood and sticks, and the giant beaver was floating around out there, and he flung a huge handful of it at the giant beaver, and the giant beaver easily evaded his attacks. And wherever when the rocks and sticks and stones hit the water, created a big splash, and Winabuju kept on grabbing big handfuls of it and throwing it at the beaver, and the beaver just continued to swim out in Lake Superior and taunt Winabuju. And wherever Winabuju missed, when he missed the beavers, huge islands were forming out there. And finally Winabuju turned his anger to the beaver's dam, and he ran over to it and he smashed into it and he kicked it all apart, and the beaver dam floated off into Lake Superior, and then all the water flowed out, and the Anishinaabe had food and water again. And the place that he had kicked apart, we call that the Soft Beaver Dam, and it's the Shawamigan in Shawamigan Bay actually means Soft Beaver Dam. And the beaver dam that he had kicked apart and flowed away, well, that piece became Long Island, and it's still out there today. And there's 22 Apostle Islands altogether. And when the explorers first came here, they must not known how to count, because they told us that there was only 12 apostles. But how can that be when there's 22 Apostle Islands? Huh.